title game.
Yeah, go ahead now.
Okay. I figured we were going to talk about that later.
We're
going
to dive into it, but you got to get that love now.
Okay, right now, all right.
Yes.
So another game we had tonight, Rossville, Centralia, big time matchup in this game, and Centralia firing on all cylinders tonight. They defeat Rossville by a score of 22-9. So Centralia going for a state championship bid, 11-1 on the season. Another game in that same class on the other side of the bracket, Blue Valley, Rapid Heights. Or what did I say, Rapid Heights?
I don't know what you just said.
Blue Rapids,
Valley Heights. Come on,
I got that all sorts of turned around. I'm just going to say Valley Heights because we talked Valley Heights a lot.
The Mustangs, baby.
Yeah. They played at Conway Springs tonight, yeah. And Conway Springs, a little bit of a buzzsaw. Valley Heights, they fall tonight 55-22, but fantastic season for Valley Heights. Moving right along, class 8-man Division I, Clifton Clyde, they had a sub-state matchup tonight against Central Plains. Both teams 9-2 coming into this game. Unfortunately, Clifton Clyde, they had a lead late in this game, but they fall tonight 28-25.
Okay.
And then 8-man Division II.
What a game.
Frankfort Axtell.
Yep.
We have talked about these teams all season long. We talked about them last season. We talked a lot about Axtell and the streak that they're on, but this was a ball game tonight.
From beginning to end, dude.
Frankfort, a little bit to prove, like, hey, we can hang with this team. It was really, how do you define close when you're playing Axtell? Is it within 30, within 40? Do you not get the mercy ruled? I mean, this was a 16-14 game at one point. Axtell, they pull away late in this one. Made it to the fourth quarter, final score 52-20. Axtell defeats Frankfort, but heck of a ball game tonight.
You know, I said five local teams. I was way, way off on my count. We had seven local teams tonight playing in action here in the sub-state round. Just amazing that there are seven around here that were still alive, and three are now going to a state title game for the second season in a row, where we will have three teams vying for a state title. Boz and I tonight did something a little bit different than what we've typically done. We always pick a game of the week, and when you get to this time of the season, every game is a game of the week.
Yeah.
And so we were very fortunate in our area tonight as far as there were three sub-state games being hosted within a 15-mile radius, basically, of each other. And Axtell hosting, Centralia hosting, and Nemaha Central hosting tonight. And we were able to catch glimpses from those matchups here tonight. And I'll tell you what, if you ever have that opportunity as a fan, I know that most of you listening are, you know, a fan of a specific team. So when you go to a game, you want to stay for that game. But, man, if you are ever in the shoes that Boz and I get to be in, you get to go check out multiple games in one night. And at one point, we were able to watch while sitting in the truck listening to BTAD's call of Nemaha Central and Council Grove. Oh, it was an experience, man.
Yeah, it was.
Good times.
The cool thing is, that you mentioned it, we are so spoiled in Northeast Kansas. I mean, can you look? There's probably somewhere around the state where somebody has that opportunity, but we were able to take in basically three different games all within, like you said, they were like 30 minutes apart. In fact, we stopped at the Casey's on the way back, and the gentleman at the counter, he was helping somebody else, and he said, basically the whole county tonight has got a sub-state football game going on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so once again, big-time games tonight. That Axtell-Frankfort game, went a little bit longer than what we expected. And I don't mean by the game. You know, we expected it to be a good game. Just time-wise, you know, that was the longest game of any of the games around tonight. And so we ended up simulcasting the end of that game. We had lined up a couple different things to do during the show. But with a couple of the games ending earlier than that and then that game going a little bit longer, we have to audible here just a little bit. And make some slight changes. But this is something, my friend, that I'm excited to get going here because we're going to dive into each matchup from tonight, and we're going to preview what next week is looking like. And, you know, we're going to start at 8-man division number two tonight, Boz, because that was the first stop of our game of the week. And we got to hear the screech from the Eagles' nest in Axtell here tonight. Great conversation pregame with Coach Nick Anderson from Frankfort. It was the first time we got to take Frankfort in this season. The Fighting West Andersons, let's start on that side of the field right now.
Oh, yeah.
Boz's dark horse pick from a season ago. And, you know, again, a team, when you look at that Frankfort, they come in with just a couple losses. Well, that came to Axtell and Hanover earlier in the season. And then now you it's a matchup, a rematch from just a few weeks ago. And we knew this would be a good game.
Yeah.
And you saw it from the beginning of this contest when we were there taking it in. Axtell able to take the ball first, go down and score, but it was a methodical drive from the beginning. And so you knew right then and there, okay, Frankfort, this isn't too tall of a task for them. They show up ready to play tonight.
Yeah. Here's what the most impressive thing for me was tonight, watching Frankfort play. I think any team that faces Axtell, probably your number one thing you got to get over is the mental side. Going into that game, knowing how good they are, they haven't been beaten in 4 years. How you approach that game, and if you go into it with a lot of confidence, I think it means everything. And Frankfort was confident tonight, even when Axtell got up 16-0.
Yep.
It didn't look like Frankfort blinked. They just kept doing what they do. They were able to put together some drives. They got scores. They kept it close. I don't remember off the top of my head what the halftime score was, but it was a close ball game. 24-12. Yep. So you're right there. Most of the time, Axtell is heading out of the stadium and going home at halftime. So at that point, that's a victory. You're still within striking distance.
And getting the ball to start the second half. Frankfort, by the way, if those of you on 103.9 that were listening to Nemaha Council Grove in a great contest that we'll dive into in a little bit as well, Frankfort was driving the ball right before the end of the half. And a fumble right on the 2 or 3 yard line, pretty much right before halftime, really kind of shifted that a little bit because it's that mindset, that head thing you're talking about right now. Frankfort punches that in, getting the ball to start the second half, and they're within six. That's a different ball game completely.
When you're playing a team as good as Axtell, you have to capitalize on every single opportunity. You can't get the ball at the 2 yard line and not capitalize. You have to get points. And unfortunately for Frankfort, they were not able to do that, turn the ball over. But, you know, you can flip it around and say, Axtell, what a play. Yeah, on the goal line. I think I remember hearing Eli Brockstrom knocking that ball loose, recover. I mean, that's what Axtell does. They make big plays. And, you know, it was just, I think for Frankfort, that would have been a massive shot in the arm. You score on them going into half. You get the ball again and start the second half. How different might that have been?
And I think there's something to be said, too, of the fact that you've got Axtell playing into the fourth quarter for the first time since game one of last year.
Yeah.
So that's also something, I think, to take away from this contest. But at the end of the day, once again, you've got an Axtell Eagle team that does what they've got to do to get it done. And, you know, I can remember hearing Crendon talking about it, and he was saying, you know, that, hey, look what's going on right now. This is big. This is history. You know, Frankfort's within 24 points.
Yeah.
And most games, most teams, you're thinking 24 points, dude?
Yeah.
But that is a big deal. And, you know, again, you got to tip your hat off to Frankfort tonight for showing up and playing a heck of a ball game. But at the end of the day, dude, it's the Eagles, man.
It is.
And Axtell is going back. The winning streak stays alive. It's 51 straight wins for Axtell.
It's unbelievable to me. And, you know, here's what's comical, I think. We sit here and we talk about this, and, there's people all over the place, probably sit at the coffee shops and talk about the same thing. We're talking about, can teams even stay close to Axtell? Can you keep it within 30? Can you get to the second half?
Mm-hmm.
Can you not lose in at the end of the first half?
Right.
I mean, it's insane to me that that's the conversation. They are so good that it's just like, we're talking about being down 20 points as a win.
Right.
It's just insane. They're such a good football team, and They're moving on to another title.
We're going to go to our phone line here in just a minute. But before we do that, Boz, you pointed something out to me in the midway point of the first quarter of that contest that we were watching Axtell Frankfurt tonight, about how Frankfurt, even on the offensive line, they were getting out and they were going for their blocks. But something stuck out to you watching that Axtell defense that – really just kind of separates them from a lot of teams.
Well, the thing that I noticed is Axtell is very quick. I mean, they've got speed across the board. And what was interesting, you watch like good offensive teams, they get blocks at the second level. They can go out and get a linebacker, and it's crucial whether it's 11-man or 8-man, but in 8-man, where if you get a couple key blocks at the second level, there's so much space, not as many guys on the field. And Frankfurt just had a really hard time getting those blocks. There were several plays where, and I said Eli Brockstrom earlier, where you're trying to get out to the next level and get a block on him, and he's so quick, reads the play so well. He's already filling that hole before lineman's able to get a block on him. And it's really hard to run the ball when you got a linebacker stunting up the middle and he's free. Nobody's even touched him.
Ray Penning, MJ Hammack, still hanging out with us here tonight. Jake and Paz here in studio, and we got to get to our first break in a moment. But first, we're going to go to the Giant Communications Hotline. Paz, it's turkey season, dude. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
I can't even believe it.
So it's time to not only gobble up all the food that you got, having fun with your family during Thanksgiving, but it's time to gobble up the gigs with Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net or call 785-362-9331 and check out the Gobble Up the Gigs promotion. Tell them Jake and Boss sent you to them, and they'll give you $50 a month for a gigabit of upload and download symmetrical internet speed at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications phone line is open for you at 785-547-3461. We're going to the line right now. We got Mark on the line with us. Mark, good evening to you.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. I thank you to social media, but I know exactly who you're calling in about right now. But go ahead and tell me, you were on the road tonight, weren't you?
We were on the road. Ben, myself, and Lane went up to Axtell. We've never seen an 8-man game, so we figured we'd go up and scope it out. I tell you what, I got to give kudos to Frankfurt. Frankfurt came to play tonight.
Absolutely.
I was pleasantly surprised. We kind of figured, well, we'll be leaving at halftime. I heard you guys talking about that earlier. No, that was kind of what I was thinking, going up. But that was a heck of a game. I really enjoyed it. Kudos to, like I say, to Frankfurt. They played their heart out. They never gave up the whole right up until the end. So,
yeah.
But Axtell just got. I was really impressed with the Smelty kid.
Yeah, he's definitely an athlete. And Mark, I wanted to get your impression since you never seen 8-man before. How many times did you lean over to Ben or Lane and say they're crossing midfield or the 50-yard line? I should say.
That's what we kind of noticed. Well, wait a minute now, because we got there a little bit late, and they were saying that they went from the their own 37 to the 14, and it seemed like it was like, wait a minute, how'd they get there that fast?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go ask a couple people, okay, now tell me, is everybody eligible to receive the ball or what?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me with the numbers and everything.
Sure. But
no, we really enjoyed it. We're going to go back and watch some more of them, some more 8-man games that we get a chance to sometime, because I think that that's really a unique situation playing that way.
Talking right now about Axtell Eagle football right now, as the Eagles are going back to a fourth consecutive state title, trying to get themselves back-to-back-to-back-to-back state championships. What do you think about the complex and the atmosphere tonight, Mark? We've talked about it a lot on this show, that if you've never been there before, it's definitely a treat.
Oh, it is. It is. We were really impressed with everybody. The fans were great, very welcoming. And like I say, it was just a heck of an atmosphere, heck of a place to play at.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you, as always, for listening and calling into the show. Safe travels back for you, my friend. And you going to go take in an estate game next week?
I think we're going to be out of town, so I don't think we're going to be able to.
All right. Well, Mark, appreciate you calling in and all season long and listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate everything you do.
All right. Thanks a lot. Mark from Holton calling in. Biles, you decided to make the trip. Go check out Axtell Frankfurt tonight, and he definitely got a good game.
Yeah, it is a cool deal. We said it before. You know, when you walk into that, it's just small town football, and that's what makes it so cool. Not that bigger towns don't have atmosphere, but this one, we mentioned it when we were there a couple weeks ago. I mean, the cars were parked out in the bean field, and just everybody shows up, the big Jumbotron kind of deal, the pregame video, which actually last time we were there, we got there right after kickoff. So, yeah, that was cool. I mean, they got a highlight video going. It's just the music, just everything about it. It is a really cool experience.
And they announced the starting lineups.
They do, too. If you're an old-school Chicago Bulls fan, give you a little chill.
Yeah, took you back to the 90s a little bit there here tonight. All right, we got to get to our first break. We come back, we're going to break down more of our games. We got some information for you. Brandon Tabman sat down with Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik, a couple players as well from his game tonight as the Thunder are going for a three-peat. And we'll talk more about the Nemaha Central Council Grove game. We'll dive into Centralia knocking off Rossville tonight as well. It's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Hang out with us. It's a beautiful evening.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast, gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month. For a gig of download and upload speed, perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We will be
One of my favorite segments every single week, Pods. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
So stay round here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? And we've got Ray Penning and MJ still hanging out with us here at the studio here tonight. Just amazing work. It's the final. It's the finals of the Eastern side, as you could call it. As it's the state semifinals, as teams either go to state next week or the season comes to an end, and the heartbreak, you know, I consider this like the heartbreak round for a lot of teams that make it this far. Every round is a heartbreaking round if you don't make it through to the state championship game, I would say. But, you know, in wrestling, they got the blood round or heartbreak round, as they call it. That's usually what I would actually compare football to is last week, the sectional round. But you know what? Man, you have seven teams enter in, three teams move on to a state championship next week, second time in as many years for our area of having teams in a state title game. And it's impressive, my friend. 8-man Division 2 will be represented, 1A will be represented, and 2A will be represented. We broke down Axel Frankfurt in the last segment, hoping to hear from Coach Eric Detweiler here in just a little bit. We're hoping to be able to get some audio populated from Brandon Tabman here in just a little bit, as well as he sat down with Coach Michael Glatzik, as well as a couple players from Nemaha Central here tonight as the Thunder, Boz. They slip up in week one, and what do? Since then, they just win.
Just win.
Just win. And they do it again tonight at home against Council Grove after last week's Instant Classic at Osage City. And they do it kind of convincingly, I think. I mean, midway point of the third quarter, you know, Nemaha Central is driving and up 14-0 at the time. And, you know, conversation kind of was, okay, they score here, is this game over? Council Grove gets the ball back. Nemaha Central does end up giving up one score. Council Grove goes for two, Boz, in this ball game, down 14-0. They score, go for two. Don't get it. Down 14-6, and then the Thunder Carter Hike.
Hut hut.
Thank you. Since I said
that's
his name
different.
This time, I know we flipped.
Yeah.
But Hike, man, three touchdowns tonight. Just an absolute animal. You're gonna have to go back and listen to Brandon Tabman's call of this game, because at one point, it would have been Carter's second touchdown of the game. He said that was a big boy run.
He did.
Not child's play there in Nemaha tonight. A big boy run. I love hearing that from old B-Ted, doing great work as always. But the Thunder, man, they just win. They're back at a state title once again, and they're trying to three-peat, man. I mean, when you look at it, we talked about how three teams were hosting sub-state round tonight, all within a 15-mile radius. Those are the three teams going to a state state championship game next week.
Yeah.
How about it?
I love it. I love it. No, it was Council Grove. That's a really good football team. We had seen them early in the season. They played Osage City to a really close game. Took a last-minute score from Osage City to beat Council Grove. And, you know, we talked to a lot of people, like, leading up to this game. And naturally, you're having conversations of, well, who do you think's winning? What about this team, that team? And, you know, a lot of people thought Council Grove would give Nemaha a test, and they did. I mean, this is sub-state round. You wouldn't expect anything different. Two really good football teams.
Yep.
I was a little bit miffed, too, when Council Grove went for two. That it didn't really matter down the stretch, I guess. But
interesting
thing is,
decision.
It was interesting, but it didn't matter because Nemaha marched down the field,
yep,
got the touchdown, put the game out of reach. 21-6. You might say, well, it was a pretty close game, and it was for a little while. But Nemaha Central, I think they just kind of said, hey, listen, we're going back to the title game, put together a drive to put that game out of reach. And I'm excited to see what they do next week. They take on Southeast of Saline, 11-0. And that's we haven't really talked a lot with teams around the state.
Yeah.
But Southeast of Saline, if you were looking at Class 2A, past several years, that's a name that pops up every single year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we'll break that game down a little preview a little bit later on. But Nemaha, man, you just can't say enough about the job that Coach Glatzik has done with that program. I mean, again, keep in mind, lost some hosses off that offensive line from a year ago.
Yeah.
I know that I will misremember or forget a couple kids from that graduating class a season ago, but, you know, Abe Hilbert, you're talking about, oh my gosh, Holden Bass, Dieter's kid. I mean,
yeah.
Don't look at me like well, I'm struggling. I am struggling.
You threw that out there like you were. You kind of set yourself up for failure.
I did a little bit. I did because I knew that I was going to forget some.
I can't do that.
But they replaced so many guys in some pretty key positions.
Oh yeah.
And I think that was what my conversations with some people within the Nemaha Central Circle was. It's going to take us a few weeks.
For sure.
To get things cinched up. And you saw it in week one against Marysville where they, you know, at this point you just stub their toe.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it.
But that was the thing we talked about early in the season was how will you – when you look at a team that as Nemaha Central, obviously very run dominant, you lose a big chunk of your offensive line. They had guys. I mean, they had dudes that could step in and take those places, but it doesn't happen. Like, you can't just flip a switch.
Right.
And I think, you know, leading up to the first game, that's always a tough time. You're trying to put in a ton of stuff. You're trying to get your kids in shape. First game, just it was the first game.
Yep.
Period. And it took a little bit of progression for them to get where they wanted to be. But, yeah, they have not missed a beat since the first game.
We've got sound bites that will be coming up in the next segment from these contests that we're talking about. Again, Nemaha Central. Moving on to the state championship game next week. Exciting stuff for the blue and purple. And taking on Southeast of Saline. We'll break that down here in just a little bit. All right, going down to 1A once again. And the Centralia Panthers, my friend.
Yeah.
Undefeated in Kansas, by the way. Only loss of the year came to a team from Missouri. Okay. I'm just saying, undefeated in Kansas.
Okay.
All right. And let's be honest. This is a Centralia team that we every single week just say, it's Centralia, man. I don't know what else you want me to say. It's a team that's going to show up. They're going to knock you around, and they're going to run the ball down your throat. And by the way, Jacob Flinney, he'll toss a few. And tonight, against a Rossville Bulldog team that proved to the eastern part of the state last week that they can overcome a 17-point deficit in 2.5 minutes. Tonight, they held that team in check, did the Panthers.
Yeah, one touchdown.
One touchdown. Held them to single digits. Their lowest scoring output of the season for Rossville tonight, or this season, was 19 points in a loss to St. Mary's earlier this season where they lost by 5. Centralia tonight, my friend, they, as the kids say, they got turned up.
Turned up.
All right?
I love
it. Defense got turned early and often. And, you know, when you're leading that game the way that Centralia did, you know, getting the offense growing a little bit. But the biggest thing, and Wade had the call on 96.9 The Pulse. I believe we'll have a recap coming from him that we can share with you as well. But there was a big defensive stop by Centralia early in the game. Rossville had, I believe he said, first and goal at the 1. 5-yard penalty on a false start. Or maybe it was third and goal, second and goal. I don't know what it was. They had goal to go at the 1.
Yeah.
Bumped back by a penalty. Ended up trying a field goal and missed it. Okay. That is huge. We talked about Uncle what last week?
Uncle Mo.
Uncle Mo is a thing. Uncle Mo's real. And Rossville rode Uncle Mo last week in a big, insurmountable, what people thought at the time, insurmountable comeback. It was an amazing, amazing comeback last week at Jackson Heights. Centralia never let them have Uncle Mo tonight.
No. No, they didn't. And the thing that I think about with this game, last week, Rossville, we talked about it a lot. They huge comeback win, scoring, you know, 28 points in the fourth quarter. I really thought coming into this game, Rossville maybe thought like, hey, this is meant to be, you know, we made the comeback. We're coming into this game. We're playing Centralia. Like everything feels good about what you're doing. But Centralia, you know, there was conversations about, you know, just being prepared and not thinking you're going to be out too far ahead or any of that kind of stuff. It was, hey, we just got to get to work. And, you know, Centralia, I was impressed with the way they did that. Yeah. I mean, the way that they just kind of punched Rossville in the mouth, and we saw or listened to some of it. Their defense was on point tonight.
Yeah.
They just didn't give Rossville any room to breathe. They made big play after big play. That's a big-time win for Centralia.
We're talking about two Titan programs right now, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Centralia in their own right, 1A, sometimes, too, you know, the flexibility of that a little bit. Rossville, they won three straight state titles in the early 2010s. I think it was 2014, actually, 15, 16, I think. And 3A, they did they won back-to-back in 2A not too long after that, and they were trying to do it in 1A this year. And two just predominant programs. By the way, do you know the last time Centralia beat Rossville?
When was that?
2010.
2010.
The last time that Centralia had defeated Rossville. Rossville has won 8 straight against the Panthers. And so, even more so than just, we're going back to a state title game for the first time since 2019, when we won it for Centralia. There's a little bit of a, you know, what do you call it, a little monkey on your back?
Yeah.
Trying to shut that off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The Panthers did it, dude, and they did it in convincing fashion. Rossville scored their only touchdown midway point of the fourth quarter. And actually, midway point, I believe there was, what, 3 minutes to go? 4 minutes to go? We'll get the recap from Wade.
Yeah.
But Rossville finally scores, and Centralia, they answered. Rossville got it within 5. It was 14-9. Centralia answered, man. And they went right down the field, scored a touchdown, put it out of reach, stopped them on fourth down, able to kneel it out. Is there anything better in football than victory formation?
Victory formation, it's a pretty cool thing.
Taking knees at the end of a game.
It's being done. Game's over. That's it.
We got to watch listen to Nemaha do that tonight. Centralia did that tonight. I mean, the ability to take knees at the end of a ball game, man, it allows that fandom, those stands, to just start erupting.
Oh, yeah, it starts building. Like, every time you kneel, the cheer gets louder and louder. Like, it's right there. The game's about to be over.
A little bit louder. A little bit louder now. All right, we got to get to the next break. We come back, we'll have sound bites of some of the games of the week. On our broadcasts, as well as Coach Eric Detweiler from Axtell. We'll talk with him coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Hanging out with Jake and Boz, Ray and MJ, here on the MSC Radio Network. We're glad you're with us.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
MCON is a full service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90 plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
November is a time for Thanksgiving, but many in our communities feel food insecurity during this season. Join GM Bank's Horton and Hiawatha locations in a friendly competition as we collect food donations for the North and South Brown County food pantry. If you are able, please consider bringing shelf-stable food items to the Horton and Hiawatha locations from November 4th through the 25th. We are thankful for our community and glad to serve those in need this time of year.
All right, you're hanging back out once again with Jake and Paz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's semifinal action here across the state, and that means that we've got some local schools. Seven came into tonight looking for a chance at a state championship game next week at their respective locations, and there are three. Moving on, Paz, go ahead and give us, again, class by class, what we had happen tonight.
All right. In class 2A, Nemaha Central took on Council Grove tonight. Nemaha Central gets the win. They advance to the state title game with a 21-6 victory over Council Grove. In class 1A, Rossville Centralia squared off tonight. Centralia able to get the win against Rossville 22-9, so they advance to a state title game next week. Valley Heights, they took on Conway Springs tonight, and Conway Springs, they get the win over Valley Heights 55-22. In Division 1, 8-man, Clifton Clyde, they faced Central Plains. Clifton Clyde, they were ahead late in this game. Central Plains comes back to get the victory, so Clifton Clyde, their season comes to an end tonight. Final score 28-25. In 8-man Division 2, Axtell and Frankfort. Big rivalries every year. Frankfort played a heck of a ball game tonight, kept it close, within reach the entire game. But Axtell, just too much down the stretch, as they've been for everybody they've faced in the last 4 years. Axtell comes out on top with the win 52-20.
All right, that's what happened tonight in the sub-state round across the state. For our area, we also have, you know, three in the 3A because a lot of local teams, nobody local anymore, alive still for 3A. But the state title game next week will be Topeka, Hayden, and Andale in class 3A. Still waiting to see on 4A, but I can guess. Oh, you got it?
I got it, yes. Okay. Bishop Miege, they played Tonganoxie tonight. Bishop Miege advances the state title game. They will play Andover Central. Do we want to open up that can of worms?
An accurate way of putting that, my friend. Miege came into the playoffs 1-7. and they will now play for a state title.
Yep.
I'll leave it at that. And
yeah. We'd be here till awfully late if we started down that path.
We would. We would. But we got some positivity to talk about with the teams that we do have.
Exactly.
And we've got three at a state title game next week. And we were going to go to the Giant Communications hotline because, Boz, you know what time of the month it is, right? It's Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's opportunity for people next week. Happy Thanksgiving, MSC, really quickly, because we won't talk to you again before that. But happy Thanksgiving. You're going to be eating a lot of food this next week, Boz?
I always.
Okay. You going to gobble up some food?
I'm going to.
All right. So why don't you gobble up the gigs with Giant Communication, a gigabit of internet, just $50 per month for you, for new customers. Just go to giantcomm.net, you can get that. Just make sure you let them know that Jake and Boz sent you over there, giantcomm.net, or call them at 785-362-9331. Boz, next week not only is turkey time, but it's also an opportunity for some teams to gobble up a state title.
Yeah.
And we've got one team that's trying to do it for the fourth straight time. And joining us now is Coach Eric Detweiler of the Axtell Eagles. Coach, congratulations on a big win tonight and remaining perfect and going back once again.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Nice for the Eagles speech there. So, yeah, exciting stuff. And our boys are excited for the opportunity, to – obviously, these seniors are trying to win four straight, so that's something that very, very few people can do, and we're looking forward to it.
So tell me about, again, a familiar foe tonight. Frankfort, really, really gave you guys a great game tonight. Take me through tonight. Man, it was a cold night out there. Pads were popping, and it was football weather, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It was beautiful weather. You couldn't ask for much better than that. But, yeah, Frankfort's definitely a tough opponent for us tonight. When you play somebody that many times in as many years, you get pretty familiar with themselves. And give hats off to Frankfort for an excellent game plan tonight. They did a great job offensively and defensively. And we're just fortunate that our guys made enough plays to come out with a win.
Coach, again, 51 straight wins now. You're just shattering a different records in 8-man, and you're still the third longest winning streak in the country for both 8 and 11. You are the longest in 8-man in the entire country. Do you get tired of people bringing that up?
No, never. Honestly, that's always a good thing when you're everybody's out to get you and you talk about it. It's something that is pretty special that nobody ever dreamt about we'd be doing that. And so, it goes credit to all the kids and all the hard work that they've been doing to, put themselves in this spot.
Tell me about, you've mentioned the seniors and their opportunity here to win four straight state titles and to, never lose a game in their high school football career. What do you think that means to these kids?
Well, I think it's something that, they'll have bragging rights for the rest of their lives. I don't know if they could probably talk to anybody else that's ever done that, right? So,
sure.
They've had great work ethic. They're always in film study, in practice, always coming up with ideas and suggestions. And that's one of the things that I love about, seniors. They finally get comfortable in what they're really trying to do. And a lot of times they're coming up with plays. And that's what makes it exciting. That means they're invested. They want to contribute and when you get those kind of kids doing that, it makes it fun.
Tell me a little bit about next week. It's not like it's your first rodeo with preparation with Thanksgiving and different things like that, but how do you keep the kids hungry for more than just turkey next week?
Well, yeah, we kind of just, I just got out of the locker room and talked to them about it a little bit. We'll obviously practice all week. We practice on Thanksgiving, but we get done early in the morning so they can go to their family deals. I'm fortunate, we don't have many kids going out of town where that affects our practice. So, we do that. And then Friday, of course, we play at 11 a.m. now. So we'll probably travel early Friday morning and find somewhere to practice out there and then, go eat Friday night and then hopefully get up early for Saturday's morning game.
Coach, I know that definitely, it's week by week, game by game basis, but your opponent now, Victoria, what's it going to take for you guys to get this four-peat and keep that perfect record intact and go to 52-0?
Well, honestly, I don't know much about Victoria. Traditionally, I know their head coach a little bit. I've talked to him, throughout the years of, coaching an 8-man, and traditionally they're a run team. You know, they definitely, you know, I would say 80% run, 90%, but I've heard that this year, they throw the ball a little bit more. I know I've heard they're a fast team, but, you know, honestly, I've only ever seen them on film one time this year, and that's because we played Osborne. So that, you know, I had that film on them, and you know, so I'll have to get on the phone and hopefully get some phones, some games lined up where we can study them a little bit more. But yeah, I know they're, you know, well team, you know, well coached team that, traditionally is good. And you know, we just have to be ready for the challenge.
Coach, appreciate you like always, for contributing to our show and being willing to jump on it and chat with us. I got to say, you look warm tonight with those gloves, those camo gloves. Were those your hunting gloves tonight?
Yeah, those are. Yeah, you know, they keep me dang warm, so I can't complain. So I need to get a new pair, that's for sure. But I'll take them. As long as I stay warm, I'm happy.
All right, somebody around Ashland needs to get Coach some different gloves, maybe some blue ones or something like that, right?
There you go. Yeah, as long as they keep me warm, I'm ecstatic.
All right, well, Coach, good luck to you next week. Congratulations on getting to 51 straight. Go out there next week, take care of business, and enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family.
All right, absolutely. You know, same thing to you guys, and we truly appreciate, you know, all your coverage. And you know, we love listening to you guys here on after Friday nights after games. So you guys do a tremendous job, so thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks so much. That's Coach Eric Detweiler. Boz, you know where he coaches at? Axel. The Eagles, baby. They're moving on to a state title game next week once again, trying to get that four-peat. Say that again. Four-peat. That does not happen.
Mm.
It is.
Smith Center says otherwise, but
well, I say that I should say not very often.
Correct.
I'd be curious to know. We maybe need to do a little research. How many times has that happened?
A four-peat?
Yeah.
I mean, it honestly has happened more times than you probably would realize at larger classes.
Sure.
When you're like looking at the 5A, yes, 5A, 6A ranks, there seems to be not as much parity. I'm not going to give you my personal opinion why I think that happens at the larger classifications, but I will say that, yes, I think it probably has happened more often than you would think, but definitely around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, it's awesome.
Good stuff. Big thanks again to Coach Detweiler for being willing to jump on with us here tonight. Get us a little bit of information about how the game went from his perspective, but always thankful when we can get those coaches jumping on with us here as well. I believe that we are going to get to hear from Coach Glatzik here in just a minute, as long as I got all of you know, my technological things intact, you know.
Kind of throwing you for a little loop tonight.
Well, you know, shout out to we don't have Kurt tonight, and big shout out to Kurt for what he's able to do during the show for us. You know, producing this thing is not easy, and it takes a lot of people to make that happen. And so we're trying different things, different avenues to try and make this thing happen, my friend. Yeah, so we will get that to you, as we've got Coach Glatzik from Nemaha Central that we'll hear from. We'll hear from Carter
Hutt
Hike from Nemaha Central, as well as Abram Keim. We'll hear from Axtell as Crendon will give us his recap here in just a moment as well, and we'll hear the recap from the Rossville Centralia game. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Give us a call if you want to shout out your local team for going to a state championship game, or your team maybe fell short tonight. We want to hear about that as well, as this is basically the conclusion of the football season for us. We will have something next week. I've got a fun thing planned for next week. We'll talk about that in our final segment here tonight. But as far as regular scheduled scoreboard show, this will be the final one until basketball season gets kicked off. You're shaking your head. Why?
It just goes so fast.
It does, dude. August 30th was our first show, and we're already, you know, looking at the end of it now. So don't get teary on me, okay, Boz?
I won't do that.
Don't cry because you're upset. You know,
smile because
it happened. You know, I think I said that last year too.
You may have. It's an emotional time, man.
It is. It is. I understand. So we got to get to one more break. When we come back, we'll have that for you. We'll have Axtell's recap with Crendon
Wade's recap of Rossville, Centralia, as well as BTAT. Sat down with some Nemaha Central folk, Coach Gladstick, Abram Keim, as well as Carter Hike. It's all coming up here next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Hanging out with Jake, Boz, and Ray. Come back with us. We got a little bit more to talk about.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast, gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month. For a gig of download and upload speed, perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, and you're hanging out with Jake and Boz, and, man, you would think this is week one, Boz. Sorry.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we'll say that. Great night of football. We've got the State championship matches ready to go. I promised you a couple audio clips. We'll get those to you right now as we're going to go to Brandon Tabin, who had a conversation, a great conversation with Coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder Buzz. They defeat Council Grove tonight 21-6. The Thunder looking to three-peat in Class 2A.
All right, here we are, Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik after the 21-6 win against Council Grove to get back to the state championship. Man, you got to shake some hands and kiss some babies, so to speak. You got to go through the line to get up here with us. We really appreciate the time. But, man, just congratulations again. How are we feeling?
Yeah, anytime. First of all, thank you guys for all you do. I'm so dang proud of these kids. You know, they put a lot of work, just like any other team. But this small senior class is mighty. You know, they battled through a two-way starter injury in the Nordish kid. You know, William Leger doesn't touch the field at all. But those two are great leaders off the field. And then we got Reese Garrity and Abram Keim, who are phenomenal players, but even better dudes that just help the team, and they want the team to win. So hats off to them four, but everybody else just played extremely hard. They buy into the process, buy into the game plan. I'm really excited to see what we can do next week.
How about your defense? You get a couple of interceptions early in the game, and Council Grove, they get that first drive. They convert on the fake punt. They get another fourth down. It seemed like they had some momentum going, and then I believe it was Shulian who got the interception at the goal line, and then that got obviously things going for you. And then, you know, Mackey jumps up and snatches a screenplay down. So your defense getting a couple of turnovers out the gate, but then you got to give credit to Council Grove because they bowed up, and all of a sudden you look up, it's still only 7-0 at halftime.
Yeah, Coach May does a great job every Sunday for game planning, and then the kids buy into the process on the defensive side. I knew defensively we were going to be confident, we're going to be fine. We got to limit their big plays, which we did. You know, create turnovers is huge. But hats off to the quarterback. He's only a sophomore, little dude, but he can sling it. He can avoid people. You know, they got the hard runner number four, but I thought our kids really gained tackle. The Monahan kid, he got him tired. We hit him a couple of times, and then, you know, our offense just kind of warm out the second half, which is exciting to see.
What was the conversations like with the kids, you know, at halftime? Again, 7-0, you have the lead. You had that opportunity to maybe add to it before the half, but couldn't get there. And then obviously you got the ball, worked an 82-yard drive, and obviously took the 14-0 lead. Any specific adjustments, or what was that conversation like maybe at halftime?
Offensively, we just kind of killed ourselves in the first half. You know, we had a couple plays that I miscommunicated, that Carter miscommunicated with the line. And against these teams, you can't do that because they're going to make you pay. But our punt team was special tonight. You know, that's the third asset of the game, which was huge, changed field position. And I told the kids before left halftime, I said, this drive is going to be the one that you're going to remember for the rest of your lives. You know, and we went 82 yards, you know, doing what we do, running the football, being physical. And after that, we just had to obviously sustain the score.
Yeah, mentioned special teams real quick and really kind of the turning point in the fourth quarter. They finally get on the board. They get to within 14-6. And then Caleb has the monster kickoff return that sets you up inside the 35. And then, you know, a few plays later, Carter scores and makes it a 21-6 game, which would ultimately be the final score. So another big special teams play for Caleb there.
Yeah, obviously they had all the momentum, you know, right before that. You know, our kickoff return hasn't taken one of the house yet. Every week I say, guys, we're good enough to take one. And Caleb made a couple good moves. You know, the kickoff return made some good blocks. And that's just huge momentum gainer, you know, going from an 80-yard drive to a 30-yard drive when you're already in the lead, which is huge. And then we can do our normal run game.
Well, how do you celebrate? I mean, you have to celebrate tonight, but I'm sure you and your coaches are up bright and early tomorrow. I mean, what's the next couple days like? And then obviously kind of back to the preparation week. And you're used to it now being three in a row. But, you know, just the challenges, turning around quickly, Thanksgiving week, everything like that. Just talk about kind of the preparation in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the kids work for, what the coaches work for all year is to be playing on Thanksgiving weekend. You know, it's going to be a normal week. Game moved to Friday at 6 p.m., so everything's going to be the same, but there's going to be a special feel on Thursday morning when we practice on Thanksgiving Day. I tell the kids every year, enjoy it, because not many teams obviously get to do that. But we're just going to go to the game just like a normal week, you know, but, you know, we're going to go there and, you know, obviously compete our tails off, and hopefully the goal is to win it, you know, not just go out there just because we made state. We're gonna come back hopefully with a win.
And finally, real quick, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, we right before we caught in here, it's saw that Southeast of Saline pulled it out, won a what looked like a fantastic game against Beloit, so you get the Trojans here next week. Do you know much about them? How much do you know about them? And obviously all the preparation starts pretty soon, but what can you tell us about your opponent for next week?
Yeah, there's a reason Gephardt's been undefeated in the regular season for the last a handful of years. You know, they just coughed up last couple of years in the sub-state finals, and they got this one. So they're going to be all jacked, excited. You know, they thought the last 2 years they should be there, which they easily could have. They're an extremely talented team. I know they got a legit quarterback, a damn good receiver. You know, Powers kid up front, I think his name is. So we've kind of been watching them all year. There's a reason they're ranked number one all year. So I'm excited to see our kids compete. It's going to be two really good teams competing, which that's obviously how you want it.
There it is, Michael Gladsick, 21-6, sub-state championship win over Council Grove to get Southeast of Saline in the title game next week in Hutch. Coach, thanks again.
I appreciate it, Brandon.
All right, good job as always, B-Tad, getting that interview conversation with Michael Gladsick. We'll hear from Abram Keim here in just a minute, Boz. But, man, once again, Nemaha going for a three-peat next week. And, you know, Coach just laid everything out there for us to get the inside track of his thoughts from his side of the ball.
Well, and I think this Nemaha Central team, I mean, we could spend a lot of time talking about Nemaha Central and, you know, their quest for a three-peat. They do a lot of things right. And, you know, a couple things that Coach Gladsick hit on, you know, they're playing very physical football, and that's kind of a staple for Nemaha Central. And, you know, we kind of talked, and we've touched on this throughout the season. We mentioned it briefly at the start of the show. Offensive line was kind of the question mark. Coming into this game, we didn't really know how they were going to replace some of those missing pieces that they lost to graduation last year. And I remember, we go all the way back to week one, the loss to Marysville. I remember a conversation where somebody told me the line just wasn't physical. They just kind of got beat up. And Marysville is a very good football team. They're big. And I think Nemaha maybe just got a little punch in the mouth, but they knew that was going to be their weak point early on. And hats off to Nemaha Central and the coaching staff and teaching the kids week by week by week, the effort in practice, all the things that you have to do to progressively get better. And, you know, you've seen that. I mean, this team, they've put up a whole ton of points. They're a run-dominant team. Anytime you've got a quarterback like Carter Hike that can run the ball as well as he does.
It's my first time I got a chance to do it. So
well,
sorry.
You're trying to multitask, yeah. And I'm surprised you even caught that there. But, yeah, I mean, Carter can run the ball as good as anybody around, but it takes the guys up front, and we don't give them enough love. I don't have names. I got to do better. Next year we need to make that a point. Like, I got to do better. I got to get more love to the offensive linemen. I got to start getting some names on these guys. But they've gotten better each week, and they were physical tonight. And Council Grove's a good football team, but they just took it to them. And I think one thing you can do when you look back at Nemaha Central as the game progresses, teams might be in the game, and they're you know, Nemaha hasn't consistently just like completely blown teams out. They've had a handful of close games, but gets down toward the end, and they wear their opponents out with their physicality. The other thing Coach Glassick kind of hit on a little bit that we don't talk much about at all is special teams. You know, if you listen to any college football, professional, you know, any football, they're going to talk about the facets of the game that are super important. And special teams is always mentioned in that conversation. And, you know, their special teams been good. You know, in this game where it was close, they had a big kick return that set them up for a touchdown again to go up two scores. I mean, those things you can't overlook. So, Nemaha Central, I really feel like they're kind of firing on all cylinders. And, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup, like Coach Glatzik talked about with Southeast of Saline. I mean, this is a team that is always in the hunt. I mean, it's a good program. They're always knocking on the door. Coach Glatzik mentioned the last 2 years they've been to the sub-state. I'm not sure prior to that, but it seems like every year they're right there, and they didn't get it done the last 2 years. So I would expect Southeast to be amped up. It's kind of one of those, like, hey, we did it, we're here. They are going to be chomping at the bit now. They've got their shot at a state title. So this one's going to be a big one.
Yeah. And you were talking about some line questions. Brandon got to sit down with one of the linemen from Nemaha Central that had to step up this season.
Okay.
Here's Abram Keim.
Chatting here with Nemaha Central senior Abram Keim. Again, big win tonight, 21-6. Kind of just the initial thoughts, and obviously a lot of emotion with this, but again, just obviously it's got to feel good to get back to the state title game.
Yeah, it always feels good. Been looking forward to this for a long time.
just a grind of a season, man. It feels like that season opening loss to Marysville was just a long, long time ago. But, you know, talking to your coach throughout the course of the year, just the motivation from that game and just kind of building week to week, you know, just kind of talk about that early part of the season and then just grinding to get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good reality check, to be honest. I mean, everybody got with it right quick. I mean, we got things fixed and we didn't look back. We just kept working, so.
Yeah, and you obviously we got the state championship, but I wanted to ask you about your wrestling background. You have a preseason ranking, and obviously you're going to get geared up for wrestling here in a few weeks. But how do you use that in terms of helping with your play on the offensive line and helping kind of lead the charge with him behind you and Carter Height?
Yeah, I mean, when you wrestle, you just got to have that mentality to keep going no matter how you feel, and that's what I use. So
talk about your coach Gladstick here. Obviously, we'll talk to him as well, but. Obviously leading this team, and it seems like a pretty cool guy to play for.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the best coach I've ever had. I mean, I love playing for him, and I'll do anything for him.
And then you celebrate tonight, and I would have to imagine you guys get probably game planning and getting going pretty early, probably tomorrow, right?
Yeah, exactly, yep.
Abram Kahn with me, man. Appreciate it very much. Congrats.
Yep, thank you.
That sounds, Boz, like a man on a mission.
Pretty direct to the point. Like, yeah. Just get it done.
Like, listen, B-Tad.
I loved his comment after the Marysville loss. We got with it right quick.
Right quick.
They
love it.
Little punch in the face, and they got to work.
Got to work. We also got a little soundbite from B-Tad. He sat down with somebody that we make reference to a lot with Nemaha Central. Boz, you know who I'm talking about?
I'm going to guess Carter Height.
Hut, hut!
Brady Tabman here with Carter Height after the Nemaha Central win again 21-6 here at home tonight against Council Grove. Man, congratulations. Another trip to the state championship. Just kind of talk about your team's performance tonight.
You know, we came out and got it done. Coach talks every week about just being 1-0, and tonight we were 1-0.
How about just kind of the start of the game? Your defense has to go through a little adversity. They convert a couple fourth downs. They have the fake punts, and then all of a sudden you guys are kind of backed up a little bit. You get the interception. You guys drive right down, 7-0 lead, but then you know, credit Council Grove, their defense bowed up a little bit, and all of a sudden you look back, it's a 7-0 game at the half, and you guys get that first touchdown, create a little bit momentum, but each time it felt like you guys were pulling away, they kept coming back, so you guys really had to fight through this one.
You know, on defense, we have that bend, don't break mentality, and offense, you know, we had a couple of mistakes in that first half, but we went into halftime and got them fixed.
Do you feel like you get better running the ball as the game progresses? You know, like certain running backs or quarterbacks, and for your example, you know, as defense is kind of wear down, it's maybe just kind of harder to tackle you.
You know, we take pride in conditioning, and so it helps me as much as my linemen being in shape, too. So they're wearing on guys all game, and then I'm a bigger guy, so then it just helps at the end of games, and we all mesh together well.
Yeah, talk about your offensive line. Obviously, you know, guys like Abram Kime, Hendricks Wall, Childress, Garrity, all those guys, they kind of obviously kind of lead the charge for you helping in that run game.
You know, we had three new faces this year, and they stepped up big, and they've just gotten better as the season progresses.
How do you feel going into the state, you know, championship game next week? Opponent still right now to be determined, but nonetheless, I assume you celebrate tonight and then probably turn around and get that preparation going pretty quick.
Yes, sir. Goals stay the same. We just got to be 1-0 next week.
There it is. Carter Height, big night tonight. Again, had you down for 163 yards, 3 touchdowns. Man, congrats. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Man, I got to say, Boz, that these boys sound like they're just some men on a mission.
Yeah, same thing. Like, just tell you how it is real quick and let's go.
And big thanks there to the Thunder. We heard from Coach Gladstick. As well as Abram Kime and Carter Hut Height from the Thunder. B-Tad, thank you very much for sitting down with those guys. We've got a couple more recaps to get through as we've got Crendon Prophet. Man, he had Axtell Frankfurt tonight, and it was a big-time TVL matchup and a big-time win for the Axtell Eagles.
Hello, everybody. This is Crendon Prophet down here at the Axtell Sporting Complex for the Axtell Eagles. This one 52-20 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Axtell Eagles have now extended themselves to a 51-game winning streak, the third most amongst the entire United States, and the best in the eight-man classification. Let me tell you, this Axtell team played an incredible four quarters. They started the game with the ball. They went up 16-0 in a blink of an eye, but the Frankfurt Wildcats quickly responded, and they were only down 16-12. The Axtell Eagles, KU commit Brandon Schmeisley, he threw his first interception of the year to Peyton Adams. Unfortunately for the Frankfurt Wildcats, this was about as much as their offense was able to find success, despite not being able to get those two-point conversion attempts on either of those touchdown scores. There was a big turning moment of this game that happened in that second quarter. It was when the Frankfort Wildcats were down 24-12. They were on the 3-yard line on third and goal, and they fumbled the ball with a chance to make it a one-possession game, at least 24-18, possibly before going into half and getting the ball in the second half to start, but unfortunately, they turned the ball over. They didn't get the score. And unfortunately, the Wildcats, when they came out in the second half, they also did not score. And despite forcing the Axel Eagles to turn over on downs for the first time this season, fumble for the first time this season, and even having, again, their quarterback throw an interception earlier in the game for the first time this season, the Axel Eagles still dominated. They went on to score three straight touchdowns and winning the game 52-20. They extend that lead. It was a big game. Credit to the player of the game with 345 total yards of offense and five touchdowns, Brandon Schmusley. He put the team on his back. Even though he had two turnovers, an interception, and a fumble, he had impressive offensive numbers and even laid a couple of big booms on defense. Landon Schmitz also, he had two interceptions for the Axel Eagles off of Wes Anderson. That's a recap for the game. The Axel Eagles, again, they won 52-20 over the Wildcats to improve to the state title game next week against Victoria High School to try to get a chance for the four-peat. It's the Axel Eagles here on 92.1 KMZA. This is Crittenden Prophet, and out.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much for that recap. Excitement is always coming from the young man. And, man, what a night for B. Schmelsley tonight, my friend.
Yeah, we could probably just look at his stats every single Friday night and be like, wow. And
yeah.
And 90% of those, 99% of those are done in one half of football.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing we kind of talked about, you and I did, about, you know, what kind of offensive output he has if he plays four quarters every week.
Yeah, it would be off the charts good. It's insane right now, but if he was to play a full game, the numbers would be ridiculous. But I guarantee you this,
uh-huh.
Brandon Schmelsley, they got a chance to four-peat, he'd take playing half of a game all day, every day, to get another state title.
Absolutely. And our final recap comes from Mr. Wade Gerster, who had Rossville Centralia. That was on 96.9 The Pulse. You can listen to that game back with his great call tonight on MSCSports.net, as well as Crittenden's and Brandon's from earlier this evening. The Panthers going back to state for the first time since 2019. Buddy, I mean, that's a big thing to do. But, man, they haven't beaten Rossville Boss since 2010. They get it done tonight. The Panthers defeat the Dogs. Here's Wade.
The Centralia Panther football team is one win away from their fifth state championship in school history, thanks to a 22-9 win in the 1A semifinals at home at John Riggins Field over the Rossville Bulldogs. Centralia went 3-and-out on their first drive of the night. Rossville went right down the field, converted a 3rd-and-15 on a 24-yard pass from Tayson Horak to Makai Jackson. Rossville would have 1st-and-goal at the 3, 2nd-goal at the 2, 3rd-and-goal at the 1, but a false start penalty moved them back to the 6 after an incomplete pass. They missed a 27-yard field goal. Centralia got the ball, went 9 plays, 80 yards. Quentin Alda for a 7-yard run, made it 6-0 Centralia early in the second quarter. Rossville put together another nice drive before halftime, converted a 4th-and-1, but the drive stalled at the Centralia 8. They settled for a 25-yard field goal to cut the deficit to 6-3, but Centralia then, a nice kick return by Quentin Aldifer, moved the ball to the 47. 4 plays later, it was Jacob Flinney on a 13-yard touchdown run. That came right after he converted a 3rd-and-1 on a 31-yard pass to Ben Haberkamp deep down the field to the 13. Flinty ran in on next play, 14-3 Centralia at halftime. Third quarter, both teams struggled offensively. Rossville, a couple of lost fumbles. Centralia threw an interception. Neither team scored in the third. Rossville then struck 86-yard drive, converted a 4th-and-6 on a 10-yard pass play from Horak to Badura. And then Jack Donovan, a 61-yard touchdown reception. 2-point conversion was knocked away by Dagan Runnebaum in the back of the end zone. Centralia led 14-9 with 7:15 to go in the ballgame. Then Centralia was faced with a 3rd-and-6 with about 5 minutes left in the contest. Jacob Flinty went on a 46-yard scamper all the way down to the 2. Shortly thereafter, he caps the drive with a 2-yard run. That gave Centralia the room that they needed to go on to get the victory, 22-9 at that point. and they go on to win it by that final score. Centralia led by Jacob Flinty, 26 carries unofficially, 142 yards, two touchdown runs. Taysen Horak led Rossville, ran through for 203 yards, ran for 73. And Centralia was actually outgained on the night, 307 to 257. But the Centralia defense coming up with a couple of big stops deep in their own red zone territory, one inside the 5, the other inside the 10. And Centralia comes out victorious by a final score of 22-9, ending an 8-game losing streak. The Rossville Bulldogs in their season at 8-4, first year in 1A for Rossville. And Centralia now 11-1. They've won 10 in a row. And they move on to the state championship game for the first time since 2019. Once again, your final score, Centralia 22, Rossville 9. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Wade Gerstner.
All right, Wade, thank you very much. As he just mentioned, Paz, first time since 19 for the Panthers to go back to a state title, which they won, as well as knocking off the Dogs for the first time since 2010, ending an 8-game losing streak. I'm just going to ask you this real quick here before we go to our next break, dude. Isn't that something that's maybe in your head a little bit, knowing that we've struggled against a team like this traditionally?
Yeah, I think it's always in the back of your mind. But, you know, I think as you prepare for a game, it's maybe just like billboard material or something you can put up there. But I really feel like Centralia, they're just a game-by-game thing. It's, you know, they're going to prepare for Rossville. Don't worry about past records, you know, all that kind of nonsense. Just go out tonight, win the ball game, and they did just that. They played really good tonight.
Found a way, got it done, and honestly, I would just say it was done in dominant fashion here tonight. The Panthers, the Eagles, and the Thunder going to a state title next week. One more break. When we come back, we'll preview each of the state title games, and we'll give you a little teaser about what next week might look like here for Jake and Boz. As Bozzy, I think we're going to be heading west.
Okay.
Next week, my friend. But then we've also got to talk briefly about NAIA playoffs are getting underway this weekend. We're going to talk collegiate ball as well. Final segment coming up next. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on a Friday, just past 11 o'clock.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton,
I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO of Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSB Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey. As always, as we're winding up this Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, it's the final scoreboard show of football.
Yep.
You know, it's a sad ending, but we'll be back. Basketball season not too far away. Boz, no. Why don't you hold that up for the folks watching on the old Facebook Live? Releasing today and starting to get into businesses. We're hoping to get all businesses with their allotment, but be looking soon. You will have the courtside guide for basketball season in your community coming soon. So we're hoping to have all those out by before Thanksgiving next week. So we're hoping to get everything out by Monday, Tuesday next week. So make sure you check out your local communities and the businesses that are in that magazine. Well, those are the places you can pick that up for free as we are, golly, already looking at basketball season, dude. Yeah. First games tip off in just, I think, 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, so week after Thanksgiving.
We will be back for the scoreboard show for that. So we're taking a week off of the scoreboard show next week. Boz, we've got our brackets ready to rock and roll, my friend, which means that it's time to break these down here briefly for the folks. As we'll go ahead and just because, again, we have local teams that are in 4A. The 4A matchup next week is Bishop Miege coming in with a 5-7 record.
Yeah, no response.
Okay. I wanted that pause.
Yep.
Taking on Andover Central next week in 4A. In 3A, Boz, Topeka Hayden, they knocked off Wellsville tonight. They're taking on Andale. I'm actually a little bit intrigued about that matchup next week.
That one, it will be interesting. And I know, let's see, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, Hayden Andale matched up in a state title game.
Yep.
And Andale, that was kind of the start of their streak.
Yeah.
Where they won a ton. Andale took a year off last year, didn't make it to the, or didn't
took
win
a year off.
Didn't go to a state title game, didn't win a state
they
title.
They were knocked out. Come on, don't say it that way. They were, give it to Cheney, man. Cheney beat them.
They knocked
twice.
Them out. Yep.
And they won a state title.
Twice.
That's in Hutch. All right, 2A. This is in Hutch as well. This is next Friday. 2A. The Thunder roll back to Hutchinson. 6 o'clock kickoff next Friday night. And it's going to be Nemaha taking on Southeast of Saline. And you alluded to Southeast of Saline a little bit earlier about how that's just a very tradition-rich program in their own right. And this is a Nemaha Central Thunder team, Boz. They're trying to go back to back to back.
Yeah, I think this can be really good. Like I said, Southeast, they've had opportunities to make it to a title game last several years. They didn't get it done. Now they're there. I think they're going to be incredibly motivated. Not like playing for a state title is not motivation, but this is their opportunity. They missed out last several years. So I think that's going to be a really good game. You kind of look at Southeast, kind of looked up some of their stats early, and they rush the ball for a ton of yards. They're a big physical team, and Nemaha Central, if they keep doing what they're doing, playing at a high level, they are going to go win another title.
Last year, the Thunder met up with Hoisington in the state title game and won that game 28-14. 2 years ago, which began their streak of state titles, they defeated Kingman 33-17 in that one. So the Thunder, Bozzy, trying to go three straight in Class 2A. How about 1A? The Panthers of Centralia. Back to the state title for the first time since 2019. They knock off the Rossville Bulldogs tonight. And as a reward, Buzz, they get to take on the defending 1A state champion from a year ago that knocked off JCN last year, Conway Springs, in their matchup, buddy.
Yeah, Conway Springs has been very, very dominant for several years. They're a good football team that's playing really well. You mentioned last year, state title game against JCN, and JCN they were rolling, fantastic season. First time they've been to a state title game, everything going their way until they ran into Conway Springs. Mm-hmm. And they're just a buzzsaw. This is going to be a really good matchup, but I like Centralia is a team that runs an offense you don't see a lot.
Yep.
Some Spit misdirection and they have a ton of weapons. Jacob Flinty, Quentin Aldifer, guys that we talk about for Luka Chiropractic Game Ball, it seems mm-hmm. like, most mm-hmm. every week, putting up a bunch of big numbers. This is going to be another really good state title game.
All right, 8-man Division 1. What a bad beat tonight for Clifton Clyde in 8-man Division 1. They fall to Central Plains 28-25. They kick a field goal 25-22 with the lead for the Eagles of Clifton Clyde. And with like a minute 30 to go in that game, Central Plains goes down and scores a touchdown with 18 seconds left.
Heartbreak.
But Clifton Clyde drove the field, had a chance to kick about a 37-yard field goal, but that kick was blocked as time expired in that one. So it is going to be Central Plains and Hoxie in 8-man Division 1. 8-man Division numero dos, Buzz.
There it is.
Axtell, have we talked enough about the Eagles, my friend?
I don't know. I don't know that you can talk enough about them.
They have won now 51 straight games. In 2021, they beat Wheatland Grinnell in the state title game. Then they knocked off Thunder Ridge, Buzz. This is a state title game score, just so you know. Okay. Knocked off Thunder Ridge 76-28. That was 2 years ago. And then last year, the Eagles, with their three-peat, blank South Central by halftime.
And dropped a what?
50 burger.
In a state title game.
In a state title game. Axtell, their matchup is against Victoria. We heard from Coach Detweiler from the Eagles a little bit ago, and he said, hey, I don't have a whole lot on them. I know they played Osborne. We played Osborne, but that's all he's got. When you look at those matchups for our three local teams, maybe it's just because I'm a homer a little bit. I love our area. I love the teams we cover. I think we go 3-0 next week.
Let's do it. I'm down with that.
Come on now. You got Axel going. They're going to get four straight. You got Nemaha. They're going to get three straight. Centralia, they're going to get their second in the last 5 years, huh?
Let's go.
Let's
I'm
do
on
it.
Board.
Let's do it. We got to go to our Giant Communications hotline real quick. We got a familiar voice we haven't heard for a couple weeks.
Who's that?
We got Grandpa Gary on the line. What's up, Grandpa?
Hey, I wasn't expecting to talk to you guys. I was just going to leave a message for you that you guys have done a great job this year in football Friday night.
Well, I do appreciate it. I did see your comment on the Facebook feed, and you're going to be rooting for Centralia pretty hard next week.
Yeah, even though they're big rivals in the playoffs. I'd like to see them beat Conway Springs after last year, you know?
That's right.
Isn't that the good thing about the area we live in, Grandpa, is that, you know, even if your team – that you root for gets knocked out, you can rally behind another local team, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Love that. Well,
anyway,
hey, Grandpa,
that's
well,
all I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate it like always. I'm sure we'll talk to you during basketball season, maybe.
All righty. I'll try to.
Okay. Thanks, right. Grandpa. Hey, have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You too.
Thank you. All right, Grandpa Gary. Love it. Joining in on the conversation real quick there. But like we were just saying, Buzz, no reason for us not to go 3-0 next week. I again, maybe I'm just a homer. I know Conway Springs is got good team. I know that Southeast of Saline's a good team. I know Victoria's a good team. Our teams are better.
Our teams are better. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Our teams are better.
Mic drop. If I could drop this mic, I would. But it's bolted to the table, so I can't do that. All right, Buzz. Going into our other prep here, we got NAIA playoffs starting this weekend, my friend.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited about that.
Me too.
You know, because not that the reason I'm excited, but last year we were kind of like scratching our heads. This same time last year.
Yep.
Like, how did this happen? Benedictine did not get into the playoffs last year. Kind of left. It was just a tough pill to swallow. But this year, Benedictine goes in as the 9 seed. They make the playoffs. They got in as the Hart South Division automatic qualifier.
Okay.
Even though there was a 3-way tie in that division with Benedictine, Baker, Mid-America, Benedictine gets the 9 seed. They get a bye, so maybe a little rest time. They don't know who they play. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
With the way the NAIA seeds this stuff and the playoffs, we looked, you know, trying to figure out, okay, where's the bracket?
Right.
I mean, who they potentially going to match up with?
Don't got it.
We don't got it. Nobody's got it. So kind of it gives your boys an opportunity to rest and work on things they need to work on, but it's kind of tough, too, because you still only have, once you know who you're playing, you got a week to prep.
So BC off this week on a bye. Baker, they are playing this weekend. As well, Mid-America's on bye this weekend as well. So Baker is only relatively close NAIA school in action this week. They take on the 20th ranked team from Kentucky at home tomorrow. JUCO level, my friend, Highland, dang. Played a heck of a game last week.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they played the number one team in the country, Iowa Western. Played them to a one-score game. Mm-hmm. They lost 21-14. You know, Highland they had a good season overall, but they started out hot. They won a lot of good games and then kind of stubbed their toe mid-season against Dodge City going into the toughest part of their schedule. And they just played, I think there was 3 top 10 ranked teams and, you know, didn't finish the way they wanted to, but a good season from Highland.
They finished 5-6 with this season this year. All right, moving up another notch on the collegiate level, Buzz. How about the Hawks?
How about the Hawks?
That's 2 weeks in a row. I just want to say that I told you they were going to win.
I know. I haven't felt it all year. And when you come out and say, oh, yeah, they're going to win by 2 scores, I feel like you're crazy. But I want you to keep saying the same thing.
Okay.
Because the mojo's good.
Okay.
They got Colorado tomorrow. Mm. Number 16, Colorado. You know, a week ago we had this conversation. KU needed to do their part, beat BYU. Somebody else didn't do their part. And so really this game, as far as Big 12 title game implications,
means
not a whole lot that's going to help your team.
It'll just keep Colorado out.
It will, and I don't mind that at all. Mm. But this is a big game, and I think it's a big game for a lot of reasons. KU had a fantastic game against BYU in Provo.
Provo after dark.
Provo after dark. And, you know, here's the thing. KU won 17-13. There was, I don't know, less than a minute left. BYU's marched down the field, and it was deja vu. I was like, here we go.
Right.
We're going to lose on a, you know, touchdown at the end of the game. That's it. But the defense held. I was just ecstatic. And here's the why. It's frustrating but exciting at the same time. 2 big wins over top 20 teams in the last 2 weeks. I think, in my mind anyways, I'm looking at, okay, this is what I thought this team would look like at the beginning of the season. And you had a horrible start to the season, but I don't know. I just hope the Hawks can keep it going. I think if they beat Colorado tomorrow, they got Baylor to wrap up the season.
If they beat Colorado tomorrow, they're going bowling whether they beat Baylor or not.
I know, but I don't want to be the 5-win bowling team. I want to win 6, do it legit. I don't want to beat Colorado and then lay an egg against Baylor. So we're still – just not sure yet. We just got to get tomorrow taken care of.
Courtesy of Giant Communications, Boz and I will be at Arrowhead tomorrow, taking that game in. I'll be wearing my K-State.
No, you won't.
Apparel.
You, I'm not. You will not get in.
Black and gold. Then is that?
Nope.
The color of choice.
No, I got some crimson and blue for you tomorrow, buddy.
K-State. Man, what do you say?
I don't know.
That is, there's a lot going on there that the public doesn't know the details of. Coach Klieman has not really publicized anything, but there's something going on there.
It's got to be.
And the way that he is described, I mean, he was in tears talking about the kids rallying around him. Just something's off in Manhattan right now.
Yeah.
And this is a team that, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, it was a one-loss team. And that only loss was to, at the time, a top 10 BYU team inside track to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
Not just the Big 12 title game, but the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they drop at Houston, have a bye week, out of the bye week, drop last week, and just get thrashed by Arizona State.
That's the most confusing part, I think. You have a bye week, you have a lot of time to prep, and honestly, I mean, I don't dislike K-State. I'm just a KU guy, but it just looked like K-State was off.
They looked bad.
Just nothing was going right. You missed field goals, penalties. It just seemed like there was just something going on. I agree with you. I think there's something internally that nobody knows about. I don't know that you see a coach in a post-game press conference get emotional like that and say it's been a really tough 2 weeks.
Right.
I want him to say, you know, give us something.
Sure. But at the same time, you know, media members, yeah, we want that. We want to know what the details are.
Yeah.
At the same token, we got to also remember he's a human being that,
absolutely,
you know, whatever else is going on, you know, he can keep that private. But
sure.
As a fan, it just sucks because, you know, my mind with collegiate football and collegiate sports in general has shifted because you're getting paid now to play a sport at the college level. Some people are getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so if you are not, I mean, coaches are getting paid millions of dollars. I'm sorry, but if you don't do very good in your day-to-day job, Boz, for 2 weeks in a row and nothing changes, what happens to you?
Probably not going to have that
You're not probably going to have that job. And that's why I don't like where we're at with collegiate sports. That could be an entire segment in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Of the way that college sports are now, if you're not performing, you should get fired.
Yeah.
You should.
It's a really tough landscape with college sports, with the NIL and everything that's going on, the amount of money, the cars, everything out there. You're right. They are paid to perform. Now, the tough spot is, do you know, your quarterback has a really tough – okay, let's go talk about KU.
Yeah.
Jalen Daniels, if he had a four-week stretch where he turned the ball over every other time he threw it, does he get fired? Do you put in, your next guy? I mean, you've got a little bit
– disciplinary action, I feel like, could be executed.
Disciplinary action?
Could be. I mean, just like in your day-to-day 8-to-5, you know, I mean, there's a reason why there's performance reviews. That's why there's, you know, in a real job – you get disciplinary actions against you as an employee. These kids are employees now.
And I don't make the kind of money they're getting paid.
No.
Yeah. No, it's a weird situation right now in college sports with that. I think it's, I don't know.
I don't care if you're a CEO, if you're a cashier, if you're a truck driver. I don't care what profession you have. You are based off of performance. And when you are getting paid at this level to do a sport, to play a sport, it should have the same kind of ramifications and be held accountable in the same way.
That's the whole – there's the problem and the conversation, the criticism with where things are at right now. It's just tough because you hear people throw out, well, they're student athletes.
Oh, I hate that now.
I
do.
That term is – it's gone.
They're kids.
They're kids.
Listen, they are kids, but they're making $600,000 – to play a sport.
Yeah, true story.
They might be 19. So therein lies the problem in my mind. You don't hand a 19-year-old 600 grand.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Get off that soapbox. Nebraska. K-State, by the way, plays tomorrow against Cincinnati. Trying to get to 8-3.
Okay. Nebraska. I got we have this written down every week we talk about it. Can they punch their ticket to a bowl game? They couldn't get it done last week on the road at USC. Had an opportunity. They had a chance to tie the game. They had the ball on USC's 19-yard line.
Interception.
Threw a pick. Game over. They can't get it done. Now they've got Wisconsin at home. Nebraska's 5-5. Wisconsin's 5-5. Wisconsin should have beat Oregon last week. Took the number one team to a two-point game.
Preach, buddy.
I think Wisconsin is, you know, and we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, and you were giving me a hard time. It's like, Wisconsin's not as good as they have been. Well, maybe they are with what they did with Oregon, but this is going to be a tough one for Nebraska. I just want them to win.
Wait. Hold on.
Whoa, what?
You're saying that I was saying Wisconsin's not as good?
No, I was saying
Wisconsin. Oh, okay,
Wisconsin.
Good. I wanted to make sure I heard that correct.
No.
Yeah.
You were giving me a hard time.
I was.
I said Wisconsin, maybe not as good as they had been in years past, which correct. The record would indicate maybe they're not.
But it's but still Wisconsin. On Wisconsin.
It's still Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin. Give me the cheese.
Give me the
cheese curds, Buzz.
I hope they get it done at home tomorrow, because if they don't, they got to go to Iowa the following week to close out the season.
Here's the thing, dude. GBR, they were 5-1.
No.
5-1. And Buzz and I are not Nebraska fans by any stretch of the word.
Yeah.
We're not rooting on red and white. Okay? But dadgummit, the last 2 years, it's just been, we want to just see it happen.
I just want to see it happen. It's almost like
those fans, and I get it, they put K-State fans in turmoil for decades.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel for the fans, man.
Oh, I do, too. It's like watching a race, and there's somebody at the end of the race that's just struggling to catch you. You're like, come on. You can do it. You can make up some ground. You can finish the race. I want them to finish the race. Make a bowl game.
Boz mentioned it. At home against Wisconsin tomorrow, and then at Iowa. But they have lost four straight games. Three of the four have been one-score games.
Oh, yeah. They've been close.
But you can't get it. Done.
Can't get it, no.
And, yeah, I hate to say it, but if they don't get it done tomorrow at home on Senior Day, I don't see it happening at Iowa's Senior Day. Iowa's a different program, dude. They just, you get the awesome wave at Kinnick Stadium, and it's too big of a stage for them, dude. If Nebraska doesn't win tomorrow, they will finish 5-7, and they will lose six straight games to end the year.
Not good. Not good. They're going to do it tomorrow, though.
We are not Nebraska fans, dude, but I feel like we are like acting like homers right now. Like, please,
come on, you can do it.
You're at the end of the race. You can do it.
Yep.
All right. You want to go up one more notch?
Let's go.
Okay. Professional level. The Chiefs suffer their first loss of the season.
Buffalo bit them.
Okay. So I said preseason 16-1.
Yeah, and then you adjusted that.
And then I adjusted it after they beat the Niners. I said, this team's going to go 17-0.
Not so much.
Did not think the Bills were that dominant of a team, that great of a team. Listen, Chiefs are my second team, right? Yeah. We all know that. I root for them every time they're not playing the Ravens. And I hear the consistent banter, will you, of other NFL team fans. Chiefs always get the calls.
Yeah.
Refs are on the Chiefs side.
Hear that a lot.
Chiefs got lucky. They got bailed out again. Man, you brought up a good point to me earlier that I saw the same clip.
Yeah.
Buffalo got bailed out last week.
Oh, they did. There was a play late in the game when Buffalo, I think they went, I don't even remember what it was. They had to have a touchdown at the end of the game. I can't remember if they were already ahead or not, but there was a pick play across the middle of the field, and the receiver for the Bills absolutely blew up our guy, and he flew.
Yeah.
I don't know how you miss that. But there was no call. Buffalo scores on that play.
Yep.
That was kind of the nail in the coffin.
Yep.
And you always hear the day after, well, probably an hour after the Chiefs get a win.
Right.
Social media is blowing up with, the refs are in love with the Chiefs. They're in their pocket. All that kind of stuff. And there wasn't anybody saying anything about that call.
It was quiet.
It was quiet.
Quiet on the Eastern Front.
Uh-huh.
Played up in Buffalo.
But now, so we talk about that. That was a call that I thought should have been made, but I don't think Chiefs played good enough to win the game.
Yeah.
At all.
You said that a lot of times this year, though.
I have. and because I feel like they've been hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
They're just winning late. They're having to put together a fourth quarter drive. They're having to kick field goals to win in overtime. I mean, they just have been right there, and this time it came back to bite them.
Bit them in the rear. Now, they had an opportunity, Boz, to have a four-game stranglehold lead on the one seed. Now it's just a one-game lead over Buffalo. If Buffalo wins out, the Chiefs drop one game. The Chiefs drop to the two seed.
Ooh.
They're at the Panthers on Sunday, and I know initial reactions, oh, good, the Panthers. But I cannot believe you wrote this down on here, Bubby. Bubby?
Well,
Buddy
did you
is
say,
what I...
Did you just say Bubby?
Bub. It was like Bub and Buddy all combined.
It's getting late.
Playing a hot Carolina team.
Well, you win two in a row.
Yeah.
Carolina, they're playing good football right now. They're finding ways to win. And Chiefs. there's no pressure on Carolina. They're 3-7 on the season. I mean, they're just playing. They're starting to win some ball games. And honestly, I don't care who the Chiefs are playing. It just scares me every week. I just don't feel like the Chiefs are dominant enough to put a team away.
Chiefs to Carolina. Carolina, their two-game winning streak, both at home. Granted, against the Saints and the terrible New York Giants. But, nevertheless, wins at home. Chiefs are there. Chiefs then bounce back. They play next Friday against the Raiders at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the schedule gets a little bit interesting again for the Chiefs. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Against the Chargers, at the Browns, who just beat the Steelers in the Snow Globe game last night. Home against the Texans, at the Steelers, at the Broncos to end the season.
Mm. I don't like it.
Chiefs are in dire straits right now, and I think it's with the offensive line.
Yeah.
Offensive line is not good. They did pick somebody up today, I saw. I can't remember off the top of my head. I didn't have time to write it down. But they did sign somebody off of someone's practice squad here today to play left tackle. But he's been around the league a long time. He's an old vet. But they're trying everything right now. Hollywood Brown will be back. Pacheco will be back. Rashee Rice might be back. I mean, big skill position players could be back soon, too.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world just losing one game. They're still 9-1.
No, for sure.
All right. My Ravens.
Your Ravens.
And then we're going to put a bow on it. At Steelers on Sunday. And you lose to a kicker. They don't allow a touchdown to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had 6 field goals. By the way, in case you didn't know, Boz does not kick for the Pittsburgh Steelers, like my 6-year-old thought.
No, I don't.
Same name. But he made 6 field goals, and the Ravens lost 18-16.
Did who did you? You've said this before. The best kicker in the NFL is who?
Yeah.
And how many did he miss?
Crow is what I'm eating.
Eating
right now.
A little bit.
I mean, the Ravens, you know, crow. But, yeah, eating a lot of crow right now.
Tough.
Justin Tucker is in his 14th season, something like that. But he just doesn't have it anymore.
Well,
missed 2 field goals on Sunday.
That doesn't happen.
No. First time in 4 years that's happened. And that cost them the game. Lose by 2. You leave 6 points out there. That's how the cookie crumbles. And so the Ravens trying to bounce back, dude. They got a tough one. It's the Harbaugh Bowl on Monday.
Yep.
Ravens at the Chargers. Baltimore now with that Pittsburgh loss last night. The Cleveland has still alive for the AFC North, and nobody cares. Everybody's already turned the radio at this point. But I care. And we do it all year long, so we're going to keep it going. All right. Grandpa Gary wants you to know, Boz, that Chiefs are not playing up their potentials. They're slackers in the offensive line.
He's not lying.
Mm-mm. He agrees with you.
All right.
Mark that down. Take a screenshot of that.
I know. He told me I was wrong a few times.
He has. I'm just saying, but not many people agree with Boz.
I don't know about that.
You got some hot takes, apparently.
Nah,
all right.
I don't know.
Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. We had just a few nominees tonight, Boz. You got a few to choose from. Who we got?
I got a few here from Nemaha Central, Carter Hike.
Hut!
There you go. Carter had a big game tonight. As usual, 38 carries, 163 yards with 3 touchdowns. He was also 5 of 8, passing for 51 yards. From Axtell, Brandon Schmelzley. Big night for him. 345 total yards and 5 touchdowns. Big, big night for Brandon Schmelzly. It's weird when you play past halftime.
Yeah.
What kind of numbers you put up?
Who was that again?
Who was it? Brandon Schmelzly.
From?
Axtell.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I wanted to make sure.
Yep. You got it right. And our last nominee tonight from Centralia, Jacob Flenty.
You want to give me a Panther growl?
No, not really.
All right. Go ahead then.
Maybe we can get something lined up for next week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Jacob Flenty had a fantastic night. 26 carries tonight for 142 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. All right. So those are our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for tonight. Boz, it's the final one of the season, man. It's the last scoreboard show. What are you thinking?
You're not giving me. Usually, you give me like a couple minutes. You come back to it. That's
all right, fine. I'll go ahead and tease next week then.
Let's do that.
I'll tease next week while you're figuring that out. Like I said, tonight is the final scoreboard show, but Boz and I are going mobile next week, courtesy of Giant Communications with their new Giant Mobile at the beginning of the year, using the America's most reliable network, Giant Communications, now with mobile service or mobile cell service plans. Coming available after the first of the year for a low cost of $30 a line. Just be looking out for that. GiantCOMM.net. Boz and I will be heading out to state football, and we will be doing a preview mobile show of state football action. Looking to have some of our very own within the MSC radio group joining us for that, previewing every single state title game, picking every single state title game, as well as breaking down with information that you'll need to know. That'll be next week on Friday before the Nemaha Central game. We'll be taking you up close to kickoff on that on 103.9 KNZA. I will not be on 92.1 KMZA due to Chiefs football next Friday at 2 o'clock. However, 92.1 KMZA still will be able to bring you the game next Friday night at 6 o'clock of Nemaha Central versus Southeast of Saline for the state title game. But a fun Giant Mobile, we'll call it a tailgate show, next week, previewing all 3 state championship games for our area teams. Keep it locked on MSCSports.net as well as our Kansaland Facebook page for more details of that. We would love for every community that is going out west, southwest, to the state game. So that is Centralia, that is Axtell, that is Nemaha Central, and those fans in the likes that are heading out there, show up early, come down on a Friday, and come hang out with us at the tailgate show. We'll have some fun goodies for you as well for that. Boz, did I give you enough time?
Yeah, I just kind of had to make sure. I kind of had it in my mind. Okay. It's always hard. These guys are all doing awesome.
They're dogs, man.
They are. I love it. But tonight? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. There's not many teams that I'm saying the full team that puts up 345 yards of total offense.
Okay.
There's ball games where the team doesn't get that. Tonight I'm going with Brandon Schmelzly from Axtell, 345 total yards with 5 touchdowns. He took his team to the state title game this next week. Chance to win their 52nd straight game and their 4th straight state title.
Brandon Schmelzly, your Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for the final week of the scoreboard show. We thank you for hanging out with us all season long. Listen to us next week. We want you to be involved here on the MSC Radio Network. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend.